Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside CEO of The Wine Growers, Carissa Cruz. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine.
And I finally just got my volume adjusted. Well, I thought I did, but now I can't hear anything. Oh, there I am. Hello.
Why do you need to hear?
I don't know. I was blasting myself with my volume here in my headphones, and then it was just silence. So I'm all good, though, now. Jeff, producer, don't worry about me. It'll be all good.
She can hear.
A-okay today.
Yeah, so this episode is brought to you by Swedish Fish.
It is definitely brought to you by Swedish Fish Chews, Swedish Fish Tails, two flavors in one.
So many options of Swedish Fish.
So many options. And so far, I'm loving them all.
I know. We can't do without our candy and our...
I know.
Swedish Fish are our favorite.
And I do spy that our guest today brought in a bottle of rosé, so I'm thinking Swedish Fish and rosé, the perfect pairing for spring.
It could work.
It's April.
It
spring.
Could work. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So speaking of it working, we'll see if I can make this transition happen.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
No, you recently wrote a Good Stuff column on what's trending now, and you referenced a report done by Arini Global, which we are partners with, called the Cocktail Trends Report, which seemingly is like, well, what does that have to do with wine, Virginie, this article column you wrote? But you did say it's all about top line connections, local flavors, and luxurious experiences are the things to think about in 2026. You want to talk a little bit more about that? So
yes.
You said the very first trend, there's five sort of trends. The first one was afternoon society.
Yes.
What's that?
So interesting. The report was also done with Bacardi, you know, giant spirits brand who can afford these types of things.
Exactly.
With something called the Future Institute, which I think is, you know, where the science and data come in. But yeah, they kind of analyzed trends and talked to customers and bars all around the world and surveyed consumers and found that people want to drink earlier.
Well, yeah. Like Saturday afternoons at 1.
Exactly. So, yeah. So the trend was showing that essentially partly because work schedules are different than they used to be. People don't always go into an office for a certain amount of time. And so people were sort of trending toward what they were calling day caps.
Like
have a day cap.
Instead of a night cap, you have a day cap.
You have a day cap. It's earlier in the day.
I can totally get behind that.
Maybe to celebrate that you just got a horrible meeting over with.
Yes.
Or you just taped a show or, you know, something like that.
That's super fun. What do you mean?
So I like the day cap, and it kind of played into, you know, something that's long been popular in Europe, but like spritz culture, you know, sort of like going out and having something that's, it's not a gigantic martini. It's maybe something a little bit lower and lighter in alcohol. Maybe you have food, but it's a way to connect with your friends.
I love that. And you also, another one, because we're not going to have time to get into all of them, was the new localology.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, I think they made
that's
up
how,
a word.
They
but,
made up a word.
You said it well.
Okay. So what's that? Because I think that has very good fit with wine.
I think, again, it was just a focus on local. Like, people are actually paying attention. They want to support local ingredients, locally made things. And so wine, especially in Sonoma County, fits that perfectly.
Well, I love this, and I encourage folks to go to our website at sonomawinegroup.org and read the Good Stuff column from March 18th.
Lots of good stuff in there. In studio today on the Good Stuff, we have Steve Deveris, director of Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, and Chef Domenica Catelli, who has brought us a lot of food. And Steve is too busy eating it to talk to us. So
same.
So it's Carissa. Yeah.
First of all, wine and lasagna for breakfast is like could be my new thing every day.
I don't know why it isn't already. As head of the Wine and Food Experience in Healdsburg, we kind of figured that was your everyday breakfast.
We thought this is why
now.
We were doing it.
Yeah. It's going to be now.
So Steve, you are one of our few repeat guests.
I'm so sorry.
You're a regular.
No. We're happy.
That's great.
We're happy to have you, and you bring amazing friends.
You know why he's a repeat guest?
Yes.
Not only because we think he's, you know, all around, Steve Deveris, nice guy, smart, fun.
Likes food and wine.
So maybe that's most importantly, likes food and wine. But we keep bringing him back because we keep having another annual Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience. So we're no longer like first ever.
No, that's
it's
right.
Now fifth annual.
I know.
Did I get that right?
So it is the fifth annual, and it's amazing how fast it comes around.
Yeah. And bigger and better, and you keep just refining every year, like kind of how you present this amazing event. So what's going on?
Take us to the beginning, Steve.
You want the beginning?
Oh, no, okay. I don't know. Come on, we got to do a little bit.
We could play some old episodes.
We could. We should go back, just edit them
in. Steve's hungry, I could tell. Yeah. Like, we're interrupting his breakfast here. But give us kind of like the synopsis of how this event even came to be.
So this all started right around COVID shutdown. Which is how many years ago? Is that six or five?
Six.
Like 2020.
Literally six.
Mm-hmm. 6 years ago, which Dominica was probably not a really fun time for you and restaurateurs.
No.
Or anyone in the world.
Anyone in the world.
I like he's looking over Dominica like, that probably sucked for you.
Introvert, maybe. It was particularly bad for restaurateurs, I think.
It was good for Netflix. For Netflix.
That was bad for everyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I did get a call from Carissa Cruz. One day, and she's like, I want to do an event in Sonoma County. Yeah, I don't really know that much about events. You know a lot about events because all of your years with Food & Wine Magazine, going to all their events. Can you help me? That's literally the genesis of this event. And
I had a very small idea that then became this huge idea. So just for the record, it took you and others to really make it big.
But expand on that background with Food & Wine and some of the events that you had done in the past that you brought here.
So, yeah, I've been representing Food & Wine Magazine for 26 years now and selling their sponsorships and advertising, bringing wine into their events. And their big events, they own certain events, which is the Food & Wine Classic in Aspen, which happens in every June. And now they started the Food & Wine Classic in Charleston, which happens in November. I think I don't know how many years of Aspen now. It's 36.
I think it's more than that. Wasn't it 40th?
I don't remember.
Or no, maybe 20. No.
I should know this.
But I'm not even.
A lot.
It's a lot.
A lot of decades.
They're considered the sort of the granddaddy of these food and wine festivals. And then they're our media sponsor from the beginning because of my relationship with them from when we started. And they luckily came in as our media sponsor. So we do get some support from them in terms of advertising and emails and stuff like that. And we get to use some of their talent, like the executive wine editor, Ray Ayo, who comes in and works with Carissa on her SOM program every year and is one of our moderators for our wine seminars, which we have some really good ones this year.
Okay.
Ray's going to be moderating the 150th anniversary of Behringer Vineyards, which is one of the original wineries in Napa Valley. And one of the unusual things about our event is that we do allow other wines, not just Sonoma County wines.
Because did you hear everyone out there listening gasp in their car driving around? What are you talking about?
I hope nobody crashed.
I know. What do you mean this Napa winery at a Sonoma County event? So we should probably talk about how that is and why.
I'm in pretty much in sales my whole career, and the greatest sale of all time was me selling Carissa Cruz on allowing Napa wine to come to Sonoma.
Of course.
The bulk of our wine is Sonoma County wine because we are literally based in the heart of Sonoma County. And so I would say most of the wines are Sonoma County, but we do have a really nice showing of Napa wines and some international wines that come in every year. And that's something I would like to grow as the years go by. Because we, as wine, wine drinkers love all wine. If you love wine, you love all wine.
Maybe. But you like Sonoma the best. Yeah, so.
Well, you come to Sonoma for sure as the stepping point. And so I think among the many unique things about this event is that it is in a wine region. The other ones that you mentioned take place in very popular destinations, but they're not wine regions.
I want to jump in on that a bit because I think that was really where I think we built the inspiration for this event was that exact point, acknowledging that most of the time our winery partners have to go to an Aspen or a Charleston or a South Beach or a Nashville. All of these places are not wine regions in the U.S. to enjoy what would be a global food and wine experience. So to take this concept of why are we not doing a global food and wine experience literally in a wine region in our backyard in Sonoma County would be the perfect backdrop, especially when you overlay just our bounty of food and fresh ingredients that our chefs and our incredible chefs here get to work with. Of course, one which we're eating some delicious food from one. But I think that was really important. And you said you kind of sold it to us, but it was important for our growers to know that people are still coming to Sonoma County. They were going to get immersed in the region, but then get to try all the wines. And for us, like, absolutely, we'll put our Sonoma County wines on the same stage with any other wine region, because I think we all have something very different to offer, and we're proud of what we do here. So,
and that is the truth and the case, which is that the wines speak for themselves, and in order to elevate the whole region, let's set them up against the other great wine regions of the world, and it'll stand on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, this region is known particularly for Pinot and Chardonnay and Zinfandel. And I think in terms of those varietals, like, some of the wines that are made here are just spectacular. Mm-hmm. And we have a really good showing of Pinot events at our event this year, including a Pinot and pizza event on Sunday. Starting in reverse, it's the end of the weekend.
I was like, wait a minute. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're already on Sunday. I blinked.
Yeah. And I think, Dominica, you can speak to this, but I think that our chefs who are local stars, not only local, but national, local and national, because they're mm-hmm. on the Food Network a lot of times. Dominica's been on there many times. And they all say the same thing, which is Sonoma County is a dream destination for a chef. Between the produce that you the access to the you know, lamb and great beef and great produce and cheese and all the things that a chef needs to showcase what they do, it's all right here.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
So there's no better place to have a food and wine festival than here. And I couldn't understand why I was flying everywhere else but here to do these.
Yeah.
Until I realized that typically Sonoma County events have Sonoma County wine and Napa events have Napa wine. And so we're trying to break that mold and bring everyone together.
And drive wine tourism to Sonoma County.
Yeah. Well, I'd love the chef perspective, too, of like bringing people. So there's, you know, when you go out and compete on national shows and things, I mean, people are probably like, wow, you're from Sonoma County. You have access to all these ingredients. But to be able to bring people here and show them what you do, have them in your actual restaurant, how does that feel? Like,
It's fantastic, and I was so excited when Steve came to us all. You know, which I can't believe it's already 5 years. It's a blink.
I
was like, maybe three. So I've been doing this since the beginning and watched it grow and feel like it's such a special event. And those of us who are chefs here in the county love doing it, because you also bring in wonderful chefs and friends from other parts of the country, and they love being here because, mm-hmm. as you said, Chris, it's we have it all here. And
we're so
I
spoiled.
Sound like a bragger, but
we're
I've lived to other places in the country,
blessed.
And I know I always feel like, oh my gosh, we were spoiled and blessed. I grew up here, but it's great. And then people who are traveling in who haven't, maybe some of the guests are coming in and they haven't been to Sonoma County before, and they really get to experience that magic and wonder, and then they come to our restaurants and they get the extended experiences, and it really doesn't disappoint, and it just keeps getting better.
Yeah, I love that I kind of now get to poke at our friends at Food and Wine when we are in Aspen or Charleston. I'm like, oh, are you trying to make this look like a wine region with all those decorations? Because we have legit vineyards in our backyard. So there you go.
Yeah, that's the most
good
fun. Most fun part of the event, I think, is that the endless amounts of beautiful wineries and vineyards that we have to play with and work with to do our events. Not only, you know, great hotels and restaurants, but like literally sitting in the middle of a vineyard or sitting in the middle of a garden, in the case of the garden to table lunch that we have at Jackson Family Wines mm-hmm. Garden, which is one of the greatest gardens probably in the whole country.
Oh, yeah. That place is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It might be the greatest garden.
Yeah. Well,
French Laundry has a beautiful garden, but I've seen both, and mm-hmm. it's hard to beat the Kendall Jackson garden.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's the French Laundry one's not as expansive. It's not as many different things.
And if you're not following Farmer Tucker Taylor
on
Instagram, you need, those are some mm-hmm. of the coolest photos of everything he's growing in the garden at Kendall Jackson Wine Estate. It's incredible.
And Tucker was the original guy who did the French Laundry.
I was just going to say,
isn't that funny?
You know, he figured it all out over there and then made it perfect here, is what I think.
Yeah. And I haven't seen it, but have you ever been to Single Threads Garden? Have you ever seen that?
I have
not.
Yes,
it's amazing. And Katina is she's so talented and phenomenal.
Is that as big as the ones we're talking about?
No. I mean, the Jackson family one is epic.
Particularly special, yes.
Yeah. I've enjoyed the bounty of the Single Thread farm, but have not toured it, no.
Carissa, I want to live your life just for 1 year. Just give me your life.
But you pass it for the guests who are going to the lunch that I'm going to be doing out at Ferrari Corona, the VIP lunch. Yes. When you drive that gorgeous drive through Dry Creek, you pass the single thread. It's the black buildings on the left, right at the right before you get to Canyon Road.
Oh, I didn't realize that's where it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can drive in there. I think they mm-hmm. have a little farm stand, right?
Yeah.
So you can go check it out.
I will.
Yes.
I will.
So speaking of this, I think we should give ground people, you started with a sundae, but maybe go back to sort of the welcome event and some of the partners and take us through kind of the weekend.
So there's a lot of events throughout the weekend, some for VIPs who spent, upwards of $4,000 for a ticket, and that doesn't include hotel. It just, so it's great for locals who may not need a hotel, and they can go to all the greatest things, including the lunch that Dominica's doing. But it starts on a Thursday. This year we're trying a new location that's new literally to Healdsburg, which is in Sonoma County, which is Appalachian Hotel, that's owned by Charlie Palmer. And it's the flagship hotel of a chain of luxury culinary-themed hotels. So it's beautiful. They got an incredible show kitchen inside, and they got a big outdoor area with fire pits and bocce ball courts, and it's just beautiful. And so it'll be a fun place it's really fun for our chefs because they're seeing each other for the first time. Dominica has actually done this every year since we started, so I begged her literally to do our VIP event this year.
But I'm not doing the opening night for the first time, so I get to go show up and actually have a glass of wine and wear a dress and kick up my heels with my friends. I'll probably be with Dusky, though, because I feel more comfortable cooking than socializing.
So you won't know what to do.
One of the cool things about our event, the coolest thing about our event, is the chefs, because we now are in our fifth year, they know each other through the world of chefs and Sonoma County and Guy Fieri shows and all the things that they meet on. But they tend to help each other out and hang out with each other and our guests. And so there's no wall between the chefs and the guests that exist in some of the other events where the chefs kind of go off on their own. The chefs like to mingle, and they're having as much fun as all
our
guests.
They're in it.
I would imagine. Yeah. knowing the chefs of whom you speak, I'm like, they're probably having a good time.
I do think we need to figure out, and maybe this is a good use of our psalms this year, is like wine service to the chefs during the events.
Like, I like what the heck.
Right? Like maybe each chef gets their own psalm just to like curate their afternoon, consumption. What do you think?
Say more.
I feel like you should be sitting here I'm here and I'm like, I'm cooking, I'm putting in more plates together, and boy, a good glass of crisp Sauvignon Blanc would be just amazing right now.
They should have table service for sure.
Like maybe ring the bell, ring the bell and off they go. I mean, I think maybe
we all as chefs get a psalm bell.
You get a psalm bell.
I'm sure the psalms are going to love that.
That would be kind of amazing.
But they get fed when they drop it. Yeah, I think it's a win-win.
I think it's amazing.
Yes.
Okay, well. We'll be the only event in the world that has a psalm bell and psalms service for chefs.
You need to make sure that's really well documented and videoed.
I think that would actually be super fun.
Yeah,
I'm kind of into this now. All right, after the show.
What are the chefs drinking?
I know.
Everybody wants to know.
What are the chefs? This is all right. This is a whole new thing, whole new content. Poor Steve is like, please don't add anything more to my plate right now. We're like 2 months from the event.
Can I get a tequila psalm too?
Psalms are kind of psalms, They're beverage experts.
We just put a cooler somewhere that, accessible by all. We have to take a quick break, so I do want to recognize that. And when we come back, maybe we can go through some of the other special things that are coming through the week and what first-timers can expect. Guest today, Steve Deveris, director of Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, and Chef Domenica Catelli. We want to know more. Like, what else is happening? What are some of the highlights?
As if that's not enough, but wait, there's more.
I want to know more.
So we have a ton of a la carte events that people can buy individually. So you don't have to do the Platinum program, which is the VIP, and that gets you events all weekend. They're specific to you. We have lunches on Friday, really, really fun lunches that people can go to. One is the garden to table lunch that we were referring to earlier. Manit Chauhan, who is a super famous Food Network chef, and Tracy Chinami Shepos, the Jackson Family executive chef, will be cooking. And it's in the middle of their garden with a big pergola that they build.
So this is at the KJ Wine Estate.
KJ Wine Estate. It's absolutely one of our favorite events because it's sort of the quintessential event of our weekend, which is you're literally eating food while you're sitting and drinking wine from the wineries that are all around
you.
It's an amazing event.
And can I say something about that event too? So if there's tickets left, you better, anybody out there, get to this event. Manit is one of the top chefs that I've ever experienced. She's on Food Network and she's won a million things, but she's been a restaurateur and comes from a background. She's been cooking for decades, and Tracy is one of the best chefs in the Sonoma County and around the country. So those two paired together, it's a powerhouse of flavor, and the experience of being there at the winery in and of itself is wonderful, but you really don't get pairings like that often. So all us chefs are going to who aren't on events are going to be there too.
Which is what I love about this event isn't something you were mentioning, Dominica, like you all love to hang out with each other and are such a supportive community that it's fun to see our stars of Sonoma County alongside some of these stars from around the country, like working together. And you're not going to get a farm to table experience at a wine event in a region that isn't a farming ag region, because it's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So this is one of those truly like it's here only events.
Absolutely. It's what makes it unique. The other event that's happening on Friday during the day you can still get tickets to is the brunch that Stephanie Izard's doing at Jay Winery.
Yeah, also amazing.
Jay has beautiful, both sparkling and still wines.
I wish I had my bubble bell in. And bubbles.
Stephanie Izard's another chef like how Dominica was describing Manit, that just is a major restaurateur, incredibly talented, you know, top chef winner. She's got accolade after accolade after accolade, and she's been with us also since we started. So those two lunches you can buy that evening, Friday evening, we are doing our
first
concert.
Time ever. Oh, no, your concert. I was talking about Marsam dinner. Sorry, never mind. Talk about the concert.
Yeah, I'll get to
the concert first, which we're drinking Rodney Strong Rosé, who Rodney Strong's a big partner of the event. So we should just give them a shout out.
I think everyone should take a sip now, just in honor of Rodney
Strong. Here's to Rodney Strong and their Rosé, always a delicious offering. I'll try to...
Oh, cheers. There we go.
Cheers. All right.
Their rosé is so good.
It's so good.
So Friday evening, starting at 5:30, we have, in my opinion, the best concert we've had yet. And our concerts have been all fantastic. We have, for the first time ever, two artists, a special guest named Hannah Ellis. Both of these artists come from Nashville. Hannah Ellis is an amazing country singer, kind of a pop country singer. She does both her own music and covers, but as good of a country singer as I've ever heard anywhere ever. Hmm. She's amazing. And Grace Bowers, who was one of the headliners at Bottle Rock last year, is this young 20-year-old phenom. Like, she plays guitar like Jimi Hendrix and sings like an old blues singer.
That's awesome.
And she's just, it's going to be amazing. So that's another one. Like, if you haven't gotten tickets to that, it also, that helps support Farm to Pantry, which is a great local charity that feeds people throughout Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. So it's only $95, this concert. We have incredible food trucks there. Dusky Estes will be there with her food truck. So highly recommend the concert. And it's just, to have those kind of artists in an intimate setting surrounded by vineyards is just super unique.
It's a great place
and
to see a
show. Another
thing
that you can't get anywhere else.
Totally.
And then we'll get to Carissa's favorite subject.
It's new this year, so I'm excited.
We're doing a really cool dinner called the Sommelier Showdown. And the wine growers of Sonoma County and the Wine Institute are bringing in 10 domestic American Somms and 10 international Somms. And they are going to compete with incredible chefs, helping our consumers kind of judge what is the best pairing of wines. So there'll be incredible wine there. There's three chefs. So Shane McNally from Dry Creek Kitchen and Charlie Palmer and his crew. And we have a chef coming in from the Culinary Institute of America. So three incredible chefs, incredible wine brought from Sonoma County, and incredible judges like Yeah. Maybe yourself.
Do we know any judges
I don't know. I don't know if I've signed the contract.
I know she hasn't signed the contract.
My agent is negotiating.
We have breaking news right now.
I love a good showdown.
Right?
Yeah.
Where's that event happening?
So that's at Dry Creek Kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. Right in the center of Healdsburg. So people, if you're living local, you can walk. And it's going to sell out. It's already half sold. And
the other two judges, Ray Isle from Food and Wine and Evan Goldstein, who's one of the first master sommeliers in the world, who is our San Francisco Giants partner and works a lot with the Wine Institute. We're super excited. This is the first time we're doing this SOM education, SOM immersion in partnership with the Wine Institute, where we're really partnering, like you said, SOMs from across the U.S. with SOMs from, I think they're primarily bringing in SOMs from Mexico and Canada, so we can really work on continuing to try to rebuild some of those outlets for California wine and Sonoma County wine. But they'll do 2.5 days of immersion, and then this is kind of their consumer opportunity to shine, where we're going to put them in small teams and they're going to get to pick a red and a white wine for each of 5 courses that the chefs are going to make. And then there's going to be the judges' vote and then a People's Choice Award. So everyone gets to play along.
And they're usually different.
And I think it's going to be a little competitive, and they're going to, you know, the SOMs are going to have to pitch both the folks joining us for dinner and the judges on like why their pairing's the best. And
I'm hoping for lots of trash talk.
I hope so.
Yeah, and there'll be lots of trash talk.
And we did tell the chefs to, like, you know, they're going to provide essentially the recipe or the description of each dish in advance, so the SOMs can think about what they want to pair. But we're like, be a little sneaky, you know, maybe sneak a little something in there that might be a little curveball that could turn the pairings a little upside down.
I'm just going to dress as Anna Wintour and have like her little bob thing and the dark glasses, and no one will know what I'm thinking.
I love that for you, actually.
Yeah.
I'll help, I do too.
You can totally rock that look.
Don't you think? I'm so
we're
going to
make them. Yeah, we're going to make them sweat.
I love that. So I'm super excited about that. And in the heart, like literally in the middle of Healdsburg, you can walk if you're staying at one of the hotels off the square. And
yeah,
Dry Creek Kitchen, which Charlie Palmer's like really first restaurant in Sonoma County. And
yeah, so. There's so many iconic things about that event. You know, like literally great wine, great chefs, great judges. It's going to be super fun. The other dinner that's happening that night is we're doing a second year we've done it, a sushi by scratch. Omakase dinner at Aperture Cellars,
which is becoming one of the
most famous wineries in all of Sonoma County.
And the world.
And the world. We'll just give Aperture a shout out for that. And he just, Jesse just won the Wine Institute Winemaker of the
Year.
Wine Enthusiast.
Yeah. Winemaker of the Year.
So yeah, that's special. I want to go back. We mentioned it briefly, but Domenica is going to be cooking at our VIP lunch at Fry Carano, which is a beautiful Tuscan themed kind of winery.
They did a huge remodel over the last couple of years, and it is gorgeous. Yeah. We took some SOMs there, probably about, I don't know, 8 months ago, back when Ray was here in September, and it was what a place.
Wow,
so just beautiful.
And Domenica will be cooking at this Italian themed lunch with the pasta queen, Nadia, who is a huge influencer. It's the first of these kind of social media influencers that we brought into our event. Typically, the chefs come because they're local stars or they're on television. But the world has changed, and social media is the
pasta queen.
We have a competitive title. I was on Beat Bobby Flay, and they called me the pasta queen. I was on there, so I don't want her to think I'm copying her.
Oh, no. Yeah. You need your own title.
So you're the OG. Pasta queen is just what we're going to say.
Okay.
The OG and the new
I'm the Nana. She's younger than me, so she can be. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Well, and we're eating your lasagna right now, so you are my pasta queen.
Indeed. Okay, we're taking another quick break. We'll be right back on. Good stuff, talking all about Healdsburg wine and food experience. So,
well, we're talking eating, drinking, and talking.
Yeah, we have to take more breaks than usual because of all the eating that we're doing. You should be thankful for that. But what else can people do?
So,
tell us.
You've only gotten us to Friday night.
Yeah, so let's talk Saturday. Saturday is our biggest event, which is the grand tasting. Over 100 wineries, over 20 chefs. It's an all day affair.
People have said it's the best grand tasting of like any event because you get amazing, like the chefs are right there, accessible. There's winemakers and growers there because it's in a wine region and,
And you're right
in Healdsburg. Wine region's next door. You're in the middle of Healdsburg. Yeah, so it's really meet the makers, I think, what you coined in the beginning, and that's true.
Yeah, and it's super fun, and you know, you get to walk up and down aisles and just taste all day long. And we have a local Healdsburg discount, which is, we haven't changed since we started, which is $195. Our grand tasting, not only is it better, but it's less expensive than most other ones of its kind. And because we're in the heart of wine country, the boutique wineries show up. They can just throw cases of wine in their trunk and show up. So we have great wine, great food. That's Saturday. And then Saturday evening, we have our big bottle party at the Matheson, which is kind of the party of the weekend. Big formats of wine. Leanne Wong's flying in from Hawaii to cook with Justin Vallette's team. And she's so a great chef and a great person.
I know.
And this year at the Grand Tasting, we have some really famous chefs cooking for the first time. Britt Rossigno, who is an amazing chef, big-time winner of Food Network shows, and Viet Pham, who's doing for the first... I convinced him to do his fried chicken, which is like, off the charts good.
So
at the
good.
Grand
He's
Tasting.
So good.
Can I line up before the event starts? Yeah. Do I get in pre-access? Because I think I want to be first in line
for
that.
You have to taste everything first.
Yeah, I might.
Somebody should.
Well, you know, I'm going to be showing the Psalms around where they... you know, team up with their chef for...
Yes. Here's your station.
Here's your bell.
And the aforementioned pasta queen will be cooking pasta that day as well. So there's just endless amounts of barbecue and all kinds of food. So come to the Grand Tasting, come to the Big Bottle Party, and then on Sunday, we have a pizza and Pinot party at Copain Winery.
Okay.
Have you been to Copain?
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful.
It's the first time doing an event there, right? As part of this. Yeah.
It's really beautiful location, incredible view over a big park. And we have two incredible chefs, Joe Sasto, who's the Mustache Joe, cooking pizzas with Ari Weisswasser of Glen Ellen Star in his new Italian restaurant called Stella, which is also in Sonoma County.
Yeah,
almost
say,
every day.
That's in Bearsley's backyard over there in Kenwood, and Glen Ellen.
Super talented chef.
Yeah.
We'll have 8 different Pinots there, so don't miss that one.
Don't miss any of it. Don't miss any of it.
Tons of stuff. We typically don't have much on Sunday because people leave town on Sunday. So this one, we're hoping that locals attend.
Yeah.
To go to the pizza.
Wind things down and just have some good food and wine.
So check out all the events that are available now at Healdsburg Wine and Food, all spelled out, .com. And now you can...
Now we want to know more about Catelli's. I mean, Domenica,
Where did this lasagna recipe come from is what I want to know that we're enjoying in here.
So the lasagna recipe actually came from when I lived in Bologna in my early 20s. Because growing up, so my family started Catelli's, my grandparents, Virginia and Santi, in 1936. And the original location that we're in now, they had part of it, but over the years they bought spaces next to it and expanded. And it was in our family. And a lot of people in the area knew it as the Rex. And then it was Catelli's the Rex, which I didn't realize because we just called it the restaurant. And
it's just our kitchen.
And it was called that because when they first opened, they went to get a sign made. They didn't have enough money. And the sign maker gave them a free sign he had there that said the Rex. And then that was 1936. By the 40s or 50s, they added the Catelli's to the front part. But people still called it that. And then I got the opportunity 16 years ago when the restaurant Santi was leasing from our dad. They moved to Santa Rosa. And I'd always wanted to be back and do my iteration of it. And so I moved back from Texas and reopened this year. We're going into our 16th year and our 90th year. So it was crazy. So we're open Wednesday through Sunday from we open at noon and then we do our last seating around 7:45 or 8, and we don't close between lunch and dinner. We've got a full bar. We've got a really nice outdoor area.
Yeah.
So indeed. And then live music starts back up at the end of May, beginning of June. So Casey from Elephant in the Room in Healdsburg does our music lineup on Thursday nights.
Wow. I may have occasionally started at lunch at the patio and still been there through happy hour. So it happens. It happens.
True confessions.
It just happens at Catelli's. I'm just going to say that. Why leave?
And what happens at Catelli's stays at
Catelli's. Yeah, why leave? Sort of my motto.
Nobody had to know.
Why leave the Rex?
Absolutely.
I mean,
I'm really impressed how many chefs keep coming back for this event. So, I mean, there's such a good community of local chefs, but clearly this national and international kind of camaraderie, and everybody wants to come to Sonoma County.
They do. They love it here. All our friends who are chefs from all over just get so excited, and
it's
they
not
love
a hard,
this event.
It's not a hard yes on the hard side, huh?
No, no. All right, well, get your tickets. HealdsburgWineAndFood.com. It's happening May 14th through the 17th.
Fifth annual. With some tried and true and some new.
Yes.
Lots and, of things to experience.
Thank you. Thank you to you both for coming and telling us all about it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You
can see. And here's this Rodney Strong Rosé.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Another great episode.
I'm just smiling.
I know. You love this event.
I love this event. I love that actually seeing it come together. I mean, actually, frankly, what wasn't shared was that you were you and Ray Isle. It's your fault. Always. Done. Okay, ready. We can cut to commercial. And she just admitted it. We're out, Jeff. We're out. That it was a Zoom during COVID. You, Ray Isle, Rachel Thralls, the four of us, and we started to say, why do we not have a big event in Sonoma County?
Yep.
And remember, we talked about should be trade, consumer, both. And then, you know, at the time, we were really excited to promote Chardonnay because we grow it in all of our ABAs here. So we talked about, well, is there a white wine event, a Chardonnay event?
Yeah, there wasn't a single kind of look at Chardonnay anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And so we kind of started there, and then it evolved, and the Montage was just opening. Appalachian hadn't opened yet, but was like rumored to be coming. And all of these conversations kind of met with Steve DeVaris, who was like, oh my gosh, I want to do this in my backyard here and create like the Aspen of California.
It's the perfect place to do it. I mean, and I think you're right, like Matheson was opening too.
Momentum. Dustin was expanding. Yeah, a lot of exciting things happening in Healdsburg and just around Sonoma County, because yes, it's Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, but people come and stay in Santa Rosa, and they stay in Windsor, and then they go out and explore Sonoma Valley on their, you know, before or after. So it really does bring in and showcase our entire county.
Yeah, and it was definitely that uniqueness of taking people into the vineyard. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the early ones, that was a big focus, because it still was a time when people weren't going to a lot of big events, and take them out to the vineyard, throw them on a truck. And
really celebrate the farmers.
Yeah.
Which typically don't get the spotlight during these big food and wine festivals. And frankly, without them, there's no food and wine. So we got to connect all the dots. Let's just be crystal clear.
Let's just be frank.
Let's just call it what it is. Without a farmer, none of us are enjoying food or wine. So,
yeah. Speaking of.
Yeah. Tuesday night wine.
Tuesday night wine. I mean, who's your maker?
Well, I was just, you know, thinking about all the Healdsburg partners and how grateful we are. We've been sipping Rodney Strong while in here, which has been awesome. I love the Rodney Strong wines. Jackson Family, also another big partner. And which you know, because it's back to spring, so I love a good Chardonnay, and I love their Stone Street, and I actually love it's the Broken Road. It's one of my favorite Chardonnays that they do, so I'm going to do the Stone Street Broken Road Chardonnay.
High elevation Chardonnay, right? Yeah.
It's not to love.
I think maybe...
What do you got?
We were channeling like those early conversations about having a Chardonnay-specific event, but I also am choosing a Chardonnay that I had recently.
Let's do it. Nod to the original, the OG idea.
Linmar Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah. What's not to love? Okay.
Susanna's Vineyard.
Yes. One of their... That's actually my favorite.
Sonoma Coast, right?
Yeah.
So, love that wine. Love what they do. Another great producer devoted to things, food and growing and
A great place
gardens.
To tour the gardens. Mm-hmm. Yes, out in West County, outside of Grayton. Little town of Grayton. Little baby Grayton.
I didn't really expect you to take it
all the way there.
There you go. Like mapping it out for people, is helpful.
You know,
just head
make
a reservation. But the food program there is excellent. So
and the best Chardonnay and popcorn pairing, because a chef does a special popcorn with local ingredients. Always shaking up the popcorn that's offered at Linmar.
Well, there you go.
I know. What's not to love about that?
Well, Healdsburg Wine and Food Experience, May 14th through 17th. Go to healdsburgwineandfood.com.
I definitely get tickets. I'm going to say I'm definitely biased, but that either go to the concert on Friday night or come do the Psalm Showdown dinner, first of its kind. Part of this event for the first time. 10 psalms from outside of the U.S., 10 psalms in partnership with the Wine Institute, and 10 psalms from across the U.S. that Rayal helped us invite and curate, and they're going to be competing for the best pairing, both the People's Choice Award and the Judges Award, of which we'll see you there in wig
I will
and sunglasses.
Judge. I will be judging.
Lots of judging.
From Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
So much cheers to that.